Good evening, everybody. Hi, this is Steve Barish, and it's a Steve Barish Healing Hour. Just wanted to say a few things this evening, but first I'd like to give you some phone numbers. 1-877-876-5227. These are phone numbers that you can call in. 1-888-815-9756. The first number is out of the country. 1-530-876-9146 is local in the California area. And what I'd like to do, I was having lunch with a very dear friend of mine today, and we were just talking about her mom and how wonderful he's such a nice young man. The whole family is really wonderful, and the mom is quite ill. And the kids really take over, and they help her out tremendously. And it's just wonderful to see that there are children out there, 21, 19, and I believe the young fellow is 17, that really look after their mother. And it's very beautiful to see. And it's wonderful that people like that can really help their parents when it comes time to really really dig in and really help them out. So I salute the family. They're really, really wonderful people. And Philip, I had lunch with him today, as I said before, and he's a very nice young man. What I wanted to discuss tonight is that we need love, more love than ever before. And the reason that we need that, there is so much going on with this conspiracy theories and different things of that nature. Yes, they are real. There's different things of that nature, but everything like that takes us off our path. We need to stay on our path. We need to keep our minds very, very, very focused. The more we get off the path by listening to these conspiracy theories, that's fine, but it doesn't do anything for the mind. All it does, it's made to throw you off. It's made to make you look at the conspiracy without looking at yourself. And we need to stay in tune with ourselves. The reason I'm saying that is the more in tune you are with yourself, the more love that's in you, the more that you project on the universe and the earth. It's very, very important not to get caught up in this conspiracy issue. Leave it to the masters. Leave it to the geniuses that know how to make it work and what to do about it. We ourselves need to allow ourselves to speak to our own minds and our own hearts and find out what we can do to better the planet, not to get caught up in these conspiracy theories. It's not going to do you any good. All you're doing is going off on a different tangent that does nothing but harm. And the reason it does harm is because, number one, it throws your mind off. You lose the way. You lose the sharpness of your visibility on the planet. And the reason I'm saying that is that it's very important to keep your mind as sharp as a tack. It's very important to understand about love, compassion, harmony, to be able to help your fellow man, to be able to help yourself. It's more important to sit down and meditate than it is to go into a conspiracy theory that's not going to help anything or anybody. You need to allow your mind to have the growth it needs. You need to allow your heart have the growth that it needs. And the only way you can do that is to stay very, very centered. Everything, these conspiracy theories, idea that everything is, you know, war, we need to allow ourselves to stay centered. The best way to fight that is to stay centered. Use your aura in a beautiful way. Allow yourself the growth to allow you to put the aura out all over that's very clear, that's very concise, that's very loving, that's very compassionate. It is more important to get in touch with that, to get in touch with your own selves, than it is to get caught up in these conspiracy theories. Leave it to the people that really know. It's not for us to know. What we need to do is focus on ourselves. Bring the truth. Bring the light to yourself. The more light you bring to yourself, the less conspiracies we're going to have. The more we listen to conspiracies, the less you're going to have. Do you understand that? The conspiracy theories are made, even if they are real, they're made to throw you off. They're made to make you think about something that's negative rather than to think of something that's extremely positive. Conspiracy theories are nothing. They're nothing compared to what you can do with your mind. Yes, conspiracy theories are real, but your mind is something that you can take and make it glow. You can soar with the eagles. You can make the truth appear to you by getting in touch with your mind, with your hearts, with your compassion. It's extremely important. And one thing we need to do is that we need to slow down. We're going so fast. We're learning so much that we're forgetting who we are. You need to be gentle with yourself. Learning these theories is not going to help you. Learning about love will help you a lot more than anything else that you could think of. So you need to allow yourself to contemplate on what it is that you really want, what it is that you want to be. If you want to send out love to the universe, if you want to send out love to your neighbor, if you want to send out love to yourself, which is extremely important, and allow the aura to grow. And I'll tell you what happens. This is what I've been doing on the radio for the last year. It's very important that we use our energies to the utmost ability that we can do. The utmost ability is to be able to put the aura at ease. And this is very important. The more gentle you are with yourself, the more you will open up to God, the universe, the planet, and to everybody else around you. So what we need to do is, and this is what's been happening, because this is what I've been doing with a lot of people, and I'm getting a lot of answers back. As we open up our auras, as we open up our chakras even more, as we allow the truth to come through to us, the DNA changes, the RNA changes, the atomic structure changes, everything changes in the body. The more junk that we take in, the less we bring to ourselves in terms of positive energy. We have to have positive energy to make things work even much, much clearer, much, much better, and much, much more growth. It's very important to stay focused on what's focusable. We can always make ourselves listen to ourselves, to contemplate on what loveliness really is and how to grow with that. And the best thing to do is just sit down, shut your eyes, and allow everything to go. Allow yourself the freedom to express your own expression. Everybody is connected but disconnected. Everybody is disconnected but connected. It's just absolutely beautiful the way things are made. It's very important to allow yourself the growth that your body actually wants, that your soul actually wants. It wants to glow. It just wants to perform even better. And performance is what life is all about. Performance gives you the glow. Performance gives you the love. So the more you perform with yourself, the more growth you're going to have. It's so important to stay so focused, because in these days, in these tumults and these turmoils that we have, it's so important to stay focused, and I'm going to give you the reason why. The more we stay focused, the more glow we have inside of us, the more glow, the more understanding, the more spiritualness we have, it's able to be able to give you the life that you want, the freedom that you want. Everything that you want comes with growth. And it's very important to stay focused with love, with gratitude, with honor, and allow yourself to live your truth. Live your truth, honor your truth, and be your truth. Very, very important. These things I'm telling you because I found out over the years, this is what it takes to be able to honor yourself, to be able to have the growth that you want, and to be able to respect yourself. Once you respect yourself, you can respect everything around you. You can honor nature even more. You can honor yourself more by giving yourself the growth. And the reason I'm talking about the aura tonight, there are people that are walking around that are ill. What we can do is get into a healing process. And that healing process is in the aura. Whatever you have and you conquer, that is in your healing abilities. That is in your aura. So if somebody has what you have or what you had, that is in your aura. You can walk into their lives not even knowing what you're doing, not even knowing what they're doing, and hit their aura with this energy, and they're healed automatically without them even knowing what's going on, because you have the aura, you have the substance to be able to heal them and to heal yourself. It's so important to get in touch with that kind of love. It's important to be able to get in touch with that kind of compassion. You can heal anything with compassion. You can heal yourself with compassion. It's very important to stay focused in these times when we have the ability, when we have the absolute logic that we have in our minds. The mind is a terrific, it's just a beautiful computer. And everything that we have, that we learn, goes into this computer. The idea of it is to let go. You can let go of everything you have. You can let go of all your thoughts. You can let go of everything that you have. Why? Because your mind is a computer. It's there. It's not forgotten. It's all in the mind. It's absolutely everything. So the more you let go, the more you receive. What I need to do is say this evening, it's about 6:12, so it's we've only got about 50 minutes left. Anybody that needs a healing, anybody that needs to talk to me, please don't hesitate to call me. I'll give you those numbers again, 1-877-876-5227, 1-888-815-9756, 1-530-876-9146. The most important thing to do is please call me early. If you call me later, sometimes we get messages at 6:45, and by the time I get finished, I just can't work with everybody. So please give me a call a little earlier. I've got a lot of emails that I have to return, so please let me take the time. I just got my new computer. I'm fairly new with computers, and I'm trying to return the messages as fast and as promptly as I can. And some people, I'll be asking them for their phone numbers, and I will call them and actually talk to them. Each person that sends me email, I will do the best I can to answer you in a timely fashion. But please remember, I just got the computer. I'm just learning how to work the email. So I'm trying the best I can, and I do have a lot of phone calls to return and a lot of emails to return, so I'm trying to do the best I can. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi there. How are you doing?
Good. Can I help you?
Well, yeah. You talked about having a healing, and I've got a problem that I've had for decades, frequent urination.
Yes.
Like everything, and just can't seem to get it to change.
Can you speak up a little bit? I can't hear you.
I'm sorry. I just tried everything possible, holistic, you know, regular doctors. I sleep about an hour at a time because I just have to keep getting up in the middle of the night.
Okay.
And I resonated with what you said in the beginning about conspiracy theories.
Because, yes.
You know, I'm very much into it, and I've been trying to let it go. But that's different from this, because that's a recent phenomenon the last few years.
So your issue is what now? Please tell me your issue. That's why I'm saying I can't hear you very well. It sounds like you're far away.
I'm sorry. The issue is a hypersensitive bladder.
Okay.
And frequent urination.
Okay. Let's tune into that and see what we have here. Just give me a second. Okay, your heart's opening up a lot more. Okay. What we're going to do is pass you a tremendous amount of energy into the prostate area.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You should be able to feel that down in the prostate area. Can you feel that already?
I'm not sure. I'm feeling something in my feet. I'm feeling kind of...
That's good. That's the energy that's coming through you.
Yeah.
That's good. Your heart's opening up. Can you feel it in your head? Do you feel your head clearer?
Yeah, I feel a little tingling in my head.
Right, good. Okay, what we're doing is opening you up slowly. Now, it's going into your bladder right now. You should be able to feel a vibration in the bladder. You should be able to feel some energy in there now. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Good. What I need you to do is just let go. Don't even think. Just allow yourself to let go. That's it. Good. You should be able to feel yourself calming down right now.
Mm-hmm.
How does that feel?
Feels relaxing.
Good. Good. You're just starting to relax. Your bladder's relaxing a little bit. Actually, it's relaxing a lot. Okay. You have a lot of brain chatter.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what brain chatter is?
Just these random thoughts that you can't shut up?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to take that away from you. Just give me about 30 seconds. You should be able to feel yourself becoming more focused right now. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Can you feel yourself becoming more grounded?
Yeah.
Good. There's a pillar of white light right in front of you. It's about 4 feet wide. Everybody that's listening to me tonight has got a pillar of light right in front of them. Last time we counted, there were about 14 million people that are listening. Take your hand, your right hand, and just put it in the light. It's about a foot and a half in front of you. You're going to feel a tremendous change in your energy. Please do that for me, please. That's it. How does that feel?
Feels good.
Good. Okay, your back is opening up. Your back chakras are opening up. That's it. Good. You should be able to feel your back opening up. Can you feel that now?
Yeah.
Good. Can you feel your chakras opening up in the bottom part of you, front and back? Should be able to feel that pretty strong. The way that you can tell, you become a lot more grounded. Can you feel that?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Good. Okay. You should feel mentally stronger right now.
Mm-hmm.
Can you feel that?
Yes.
Good. Okay. Allow yourself to let go more. The more you let go right now, the more your bladder will be clear. That's it. Can you feel light all around you?
Yes, I'm aware of that.
Good. Do you feel a nirvana around you and inside of you?
Nothing quite that for
okay.
or strong.
Well, what I'm talking about, you should feel... Allow yourself to let go more. You're going to feel more nirvana. That's it. You should feel lighter and happier. How does that feel?
Yes, that feels good.
Good. Allow yourself to be able to love yourself more. Just use the energy as total love, because that's what it is. That's it. That's it. Your eyes should be coming very clear, very big. You should be able to see closer. Can you see things closer?
Well, I have my eyes closed.
Open your eyes.
Okay.
Please do.
Okay.
Okay. Do you have any plants in your house?
No, but I'm looking out at many trees outside.
Okay. Can you see everything greener?
Uh-huh.
Good. Good. Your mind is opening up more. Allow yourself to expand your consciousness. That's it. You should feel the back of your head opening up. Good. You should be able to see more visually. In other words, you should be able to see more with your mind right now and more with your eyes than you ever had. Can you see that? Can you see yourself opening? Pardon me?
There is a clarity that I'm aware of.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You're looking at the fourth dimension. Your frequencies are going way up. Can you feel that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good. Good. Part of the issue, I'll tell you what's going on. Part of the issue is that everything that's being set up now is being set up so we don't grow. Nobody really, you know, we have such, we have the best country in the world. We have the best everything in the world. The only thing we don't have is somebody to say that we are the best that we can be. And we can be the best that there is. And we need to allow ourselves as individuals to be able to feel the freedom of our own expression and not to pick up on so much conspiracy and not to pick up on so much negativity that's in the newspapers and on the television and on the radios. We need to focus into ourselves. We've lost the way. The way of being is a way of love. What we're having now is a lot of negativity. So I don't even watch the news. I don't read the paper. I don't do any of that. Then the reason is because I don't want negativity in my life. Now, your consciousness has expanded maybe 1,000-fold already. Can you feel that?
I feel much more expansive.
Yes. I want you to do me a favor. Could you do me a favor?
Surely.
I want you to breathe through your eyes. And when you do that, you just breathe, and you feel a coolness going through your eyes. Just breathe in. That's it. Can you feel that air coming through your eyes?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Good. What you're doing is clearing out the back of your brain. You're clearing out your spinal column. You should be able to feel that going down your spine now. Can you feel that?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody that's out there, please, just breathe through your eyes. The best thing to do is breathe through your eyes, and as you're breathing through your eyes, I breathe in the breath of God. How does it feel?
Feels good. Very good.
You can feel your spine opening up?
Mm-hmm.
You should be able to feel that. You should be able to feel it right in the center of your back. You should be getting tingling right down the back.
Mm-hmm.
Good. I want you to breathe into your bladder, please. That's right. Let everything breathe. Your eyes. Let everything breathe. Let everything go and just breathe right into the bladder. That's it. Now, I want you to say, if you would please, I breathe in the breath of God.
I breathe in the breath of God.
you should be feeling your whole lower end opening up and relaxing even more. Can you feel that?
Mm-hmm.
Good. The idea of this is to be able to be disciplined in your own mind, to be able to feel the energy and love from heaven. Allow yourself to be. What we're doing is rushing to nowheres. We need to slow down. We need to be able to be gentle with ourselves. Take time to contemplate. When you're slower, you'll think clearer. And your mind is more focused and grounded. And love is so important. It's the basics of life. It's the basis of the DNA and the RNA and the cellular and the atomic structure. Everything is love. The only problem is we don't give ourselves that love. Everything is focused to get away from that. How do you feel?
I feel very, very relaxed. Okay.
Good. Do you feel very clear? Does your mind feel clearer?
Yeah.
I want you to do me a favor, please, if you don't mind. I want you to take a look at your feet. You should be able to see. Can you see energy at all?
No, I've never been able to do that.
Okay. I want you to be able to go take a look at your feet, or better yet, that's a little bit more advanced. Take a look at your hand. Do you see light in the center of your hand?
Somewhat, a little.
Yeah, there you go. That's it. The more you breathe in the light, the more you'll be able to see through your hands. Eventually, your hands will become transparent, so you'll be able to see the entire universe through your hands. The entire universe is in our body because that's exactly what we are. We're a part of God. What I'm going to ask you to do, can you hold your hand out like you're shaking? Where are you from, by the way?
Austin.
In Austin, Texas?
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Could you hold your hand out like I'm getting ready to shake your hand?
Okay.
I'm going to put pressure on your fingertips with my hand. Can you feel that?
I feel the tingling.
Yes. What we're doing is I'm showing you that once you get in touch with love, that once you open up to the universe and once you open up to God energy, there's no limit to the aura. The aura is in heaven. What I'm doing is touching you 2,000 miles away with my hand. I've had people call from Hawaii and from different parts of the world, and they can still feel the energy. It's instantaneous. Anything you want is instantaneous. Now, your bladder should be feeling a lot better. Do you feel tingling all through your body?
Uh-huh.
That's wonderful. You're all set, man.
Hey, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Don't hesitate to give me a call sometime.
I will. Thank you.
Talk to you later. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Again, let me give you those phone numbers. 1-877-876-5227. 1-888-815-9756. And 1-530-876-9146. We can continue on and learn that love is abound. We need to use it well. God has given us a promise, and that promise is love. All we need to do is get in touch with it more. The more we get in touch with it, the more we can open up. I'm not doing anything special. I'm no better than anybody else that's listening to this program. The only thing is I'm trying to teach you guys, just like I was taught from my master, is that there's no limit to what we can do. Hello?
Hello, this is Dominic from London, England.
Oh, Dominic, hi, how you doing?
Fine. I got an issue, it's a bit difficult to talk about.
Sure.
But it's almost like a conspiracy theory, but someone I really distantly know has been, well, shoved at me a letter full of information about somebody else I personally know, and I don't want to know it.
Mm-hmm.
And the energy has just intoxicated me for the last few days.
Right.
I just want to come unhooked from it.
Can you speak up a little bit, Dominic? I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Okay. Someone I vaguely know sent me a letter with information about some people that I personally know.
Yes.
Got that?
Yes.
And I don't want to know any of it.
Right.
It's like, and the energy has just intoxicated me.
Right.
And I want to be, it's like something really awful, and I want to get it out of my system.
We can do that, Dominic. That's not hard to do, sir. Allow yourself... Okay, I see what the problem is, Dominic. I see it, buddy. Allow yourself to let go. That's it. You should be able to feel yourself grounding right now. Can you feel that, Dominic?
Yeah.
Allow yourself to let go, my friend. That's it. You're coming down. You're coming down, Dominic. That's wonderful. You're getting a lot of darkness out of you, and there's a lot of light coming into you right now. That's it. Don't be afraid, my friend. Allow that light into you. That's it. You should be able to feel light all around you now, Dominic.
Yeah.
Good. Shut your eyes. Just allow yourself to go. Let everything go, Dominic. The more that we let go, Dominic, the more God love we will have in ourselves. The less we listen to other people and listen to ourselves, and to allow ourselves to understand that love is abound. What happens, Dominic, is that all this conspiracy stuff doesn't mean a thing. What means is that we need to love ourselves more. We need to focus on who we are. The conspiracy, the papers, the television, it's all centered around generating fear. Allow the fear to leave. There we go. We're in touch with it, Dominic. It's coming out now. That's it. You should feel a ball of light right in the center of you, bigger than you've ever felt before. Do you feel it, Dominic?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. That's it. Just let it go. Okay, you have a pillar of light right in front of you, which is a foot and a half in front of you. Everybody that's listening, please, you do have this pillar of light. I don't know why God's giving me this gift, but everybody that's listening has got this pillar of light right in front of them. Take your right hand and slowly just move it right into the pillar of light. It's about a foot and a half in front of you. And you're going to feel tremendous energy right in front of you. Just allow your hand to slip in there. That's it. And just let that do its work. Just let go. That's it. How does that feel, Dominic?
Much better.
Doesn't that feel great?
Yes, yes. I suppose that I'd like to kind of help that person, but I don't want to get in contact with that person.
Be in contact with the person right now.
Okay.
Just be in contact. You don't have to call them. Your mind is in contact with the person. I can feel it already.
Okay, I want to do that. Yeah. I want to help.
You're opening up the other person right now, Dominic. You're sending a lot of love to that person right now. That's it. Good. They're as lit up as you right now, Dominic. by generating the love inside of you, you're generating what you're thinking to everybody else. There's no disconnection, Dominic.
Yes, I feel I got my hand on the person's shoulder and just
good.
Love.
Good. Just allow that love to go through. That's wonderful, Dominic. That's so wonderful. I can feel it. How does it feel to you, my friend?
I feel much warmer.
Good.
I feel much, much warmer.
Good. So does your friend. Okay, your mind is starting to clear. There's a lot of negativity coming out, so allow that to clear. Just keep on thinking your wonderful thoughts. That's it. You should be able to feel, your back of your head might be hurting you a little bit. That's just the energy that's coming out, Dominic. Very good. Excellent, Dominic. You should be able to feel energy coming through your whole face and going out the back of your head. Can you feel that?
Yes, it's almost like some, you know, like an anvil being pulled up.
Yes. Yes. You should be able to feel that through your whole body now, Dominic.
I noticed that.
Good. You are a pillar of strength.
It's possibly why the person wrote to me, because they just couldn't understand what they wanted and just needed that, I don't know,
I think what's important,
that I
Dominic. Yeah, what's
way.
Important, Dominic, if you have love in your heart and you're passing, this is what you need to know. This is what you're asking me. I'm just going to give it to you a little different way. When you have love in your heart and you're passing that kind of love to the person that you're passing it to, that's all you need to know.
Yeah.
The rest of it just falls apart. And the reason it is because it's not necessary.
Yeah.
You're allowing yourself to be, Dominic. You're allowing yourself to be entrusted in God's love. That pillar of light will be with you for quite some time. You need to allow yourself to feel it. You need to allow yourself to believe in who you are. You need to have that belief. You're calling about 6,000 miles away. Is that correct, Dominic?
Yeah.
Okay. I want you to hold your hand out just like you're getting ready to shake my hand.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
What I'm going to do, I'm going to send energy from my palm, to your fingertips. You should be able to feel this energy coming over to you right now.
It's like a numbing feeling. It's
yes.
Yeah, you know, it's like I could feel your feet. See, moment before you mentioned that your hand coming to my hand.
Yes. I need
and
to say it. I need to say it, even though I was doing it faster, I need to say it so people will understand, Dominic. You have a lot of energy, so I know that you're feeling it right away.
Yeah.
But people need to know that. And it shows that your aura is a lot further than 2 feet in front of you or 6 feet. It's endless.
Mm-hmm.
The clearer your aura is, the more good that you'll be able to do for you and for everybody around you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
Allow your consciousness to soar because it wants to be freer. That's it.
Oh, gosh. Lovely.
Yes. Good. Allow yourself to be free. Isn't it amazing how things can happen instantaneously?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
A sense of relief is remarkable. Just suddenly.
Good.
You know, I'm holding my hand out, arm up, for the last 10 minutes, I think, and it's just, you know, there was aching, but then suddenly these waves of energy just feel weightless this moment.
Yes. What happens sometimes, the energy becomes so powerful, in that field stream, that field stream of light in front of you. I had a young man call about 3 weeks ago, and his hand actually disappeared right in front of him.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That's because
amazing.
Of the nirvana, because of the love that you're opening up to.
Mm-hmm.
You're more in the fourth dimension right now than you've ever been.
Wow. When I kind of experienced the idea of feeling your hand in shaking hands, I could feel the warmth coming from your hand. And
yes.
It's almost like me just having shaken hands with you physically.
Thank you.
I know what it is now to shake hands with you.
Yeah, it's amazing, and we're 6,000 miles away from each other, and it doesn't matter. It's instantaneous. Love is instantaneous, Dominic.
Mm-hmm.
You feel so much better.
Uh-huh.
Wonderful. Dominic, thank you so much for calling.
Oh, thank you for being there to be called. That was fantastic. Okay.
Wonderful.
Here we go.
Take care of yourself, my friend.
Goodbye.
Oh, I heard a saying the other day. Are you still there?
Oh, yes.
It's TTFN. I think it's Tata for now.
Oh, okay.
I had a friend of mine call me from England, and he said, TTFN? I said, what's that? He said, Tata for now.
Yes, I remember that probably about 5 or 6 years ago. I think somebody might have said it to me. And then, gosh, that's a wonderful memory that somebody's still using it.
Yeah. Okay, Dominic,
well,
God bless you. Yeah, you feel so much better.
Yes, I was so much brighter now. Okay. Well,
give me a buzz
much.
Sometimes. Thanks a lot for calling, Dominic.
Okay, bye.
Bye. God bless. Energy can be absorbed so fast because our bodies are made for love. It's not made for negativity. It's made for love. The more that we connect to love, the more our bodies take in. The body knows love. It doesn't know hatred. Hatred is something that is second. It's almost unnatural. The more love that we take in, things can happen so instantaneously around the world. All we have to do is take in this love, the pillar of light in front of us. Think of love. Think of the dantian, which is about an inch or 2 inches below your belly. And smile in there, because your smile is an inch below your belly. And make pretend that when you're smiling, that your imagination is unbelievable, by the way, but take that smile and just smile inside of yourself, and you open up your own smile. And it's so beautiful, because we need that. We need that. And it's so amazing that such warmth is inside of us, and such wonderfulness is inside of us. We need to be able to use that. We need to be able to feel it and send it to somebody else that we love, our moms, our dads, our brothers, our sisters. It doesn't matter. I'm sending that family that I care for a lot tremendous love. I'm sending it to the mom who needs tremendous love. That's what we need to do. I'm sending a pillar of light right to the center of their home. It's so important to realize that love is abound. We need to be able to use that without hesitation. So in other words, if we open up, the more we open up, the more freedom we have, the more expression we have, the more experience we have, and the more profoundness of love that we can feel. There's no limit to what we can do. So please, if anybody else needs to call at 644 here, please give me a call. I'm more than happy to help you at this particular time. It's really, really great working with you guys, and I really appreciate your phone calls and your effort to really want to get better. It's so important. It's important to you, it's important to the world and everybody around you. The more love that we have, even though we're just a speck, the more specs we have, opening up to that kind of love, just think what we can do with the entire planet. Just think about what you can do with the entire planet just by opening up and giving yourself the love that you deserve, the love that you need, the compassion to be able to help yourself, to be able to help others with just a whisper of a word. I want to help my fellow man. I want to help myself. And most of all, I want to open my heart to be able to be a better person to everybody around me, to the earth. These things are very important. It's so beautiful to walk into nature and to be able to see things. I see the eyes of trees. I see the eyes of grass only because I open up to love. It's not difficult to do. God did not want everything to be made so serious. He wanted to keep everything very simple. Keep it simple. It's a very simple phrase. Keep everything simple. The more that we open up, the more we allow ourselves to understand who we are and what we are doing here. Remember what the Torah says, or the five books of Moses, or the New Testament, or the Quran. They're all the same. Love yourself and love your neighbor as yourself. That's all you need to do, and the rest, you know, it doesn't matter. Just allow yourself to love yourself. It's just freedom. The Bible is very explicit, and the Bible is very interesting to read. I don't look at the Bible as a Bible. I look at it as an instrument to be able to open up to more love, to be able to see clearer. And it's very explicit. It's very, very interesting, especially when it says that you need to allow yourself to walk your path. Don't turn to the right. Don't turn to the left. Just walk straight on your path.
Hi, Steve.
Hello.
It's Marjorie from Cleveland.
Oh, my goodness, Marjorie. Hi.
How are you?
Good.
I'm so excited to talk to you.
Sure.
The Mandela is up on your site.
Oh, it is.
Oh,
that's wonderful. I made a new shirt. I'm sending you one, by the way. I think we talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
A friend of mine, a very dear friend of mine, has come up with photographs of a Mandela. And she's just an amazing lady. And we were discussing about making a shirt that would be so powerful that people could wear, that they would be able to feel the harmonic atmosphere of the shirt on themselves. So what she did was make this beautiful, beautiful shirt. And it's on my website, so if you guys can see it, it's great. And to wear it, it opens you up to the universe and opens you up to yourself even more. I put a lot of energy into the shirts. And so it's really, really great. And she's just a fabulous lady. Her name is Jane Hopkins. So if you look under janehopkins.com, I believe you'll be able to find a lot of her Mandelas on there. The one that we have is the official one that we're working on right now, but I think the other ones will also be as powerful as soon as we work on them. But thank you so much, Marjorie.
Oh, you're welcome. And actually, it's janehopkins.net.
Oh, is it janehopkins.net? There you go.
Yes. Yes, and the Mandela, you know, in your studio, you have that print framed in your studio.
Yes,
which,
I do.
Which we have photographs of you standing in front of the Mandela, and now that you have your shirt, we've actually posted to your site you wearing the shirt with your receptor.
Great.
Yeah.
Thank you. I have a word believe underneath the shirt, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And we were discussing that tonight on the radio is Believe.
Mm-hmm.
And that's on the shirt. It says The Healing Hour, Stephen Barish, or Steve Barish on it. And we put a tremendous amount of energy in these shirts to be able to help people to heal themselves with these shirts. So they're really powerful. I don't know if I can say they're on the air, so I'm just saying that they really do work.
Well, it does. It has a phenomenal energy that carries right through it. I actually did speak to Jane today myself, and in speaking with her, I was getting little tingles because I was just proofing my work before we, you know, did the upload to the computer, and it was just coming right through, you know,
right,
just radiating
right, right.
right through.
Yeah, we haven't even, I don't think that we've put a price on the shirt, but I think we wanted to wait, I think a week or two, because Jane wants to come on and discuss the shirt. She wants to talk
yeah.
about how she made the shirt, and it took her 2 years to come up with the Mandela that is on the website now. So she's mm-hmm. a fantastic lady.
She is.
And I've been working with her for 15 years.
Really?
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of energy work with Jane for the past 15 years. And
oh,
she's
lovely. She's
yeah,
so
she's very advanced, and she's such a sweetheart.
She is.
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah. Everything that we've done is put love into the shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And so we don't want to discuss price now. I think what we want to do is just have people look at it, and then when
mm-hmm.
Jane comes on, then we'll start talking about it. But thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
This is the nice lady who owns the Hydramate company.
Oh, thank you, Steve.
And her products are world-renowned. She has a tremendous gift for being able to help people with her products. Do you want to talk about them for a minute?
Well, actually, the Hydramate Skin Nutrition products are nutrition for the skin. It's everyday skin nutrition applied topically. What we say at Hydramate is everybody's got lotion, but we have skin nutrition. And what we have is a humectant-free formula which allows all the nutritive qualities of the 10 organic botanicals we have to penetrate the skin surface and actually deliver nutrition to the skin. And so we have your essential fatty acids, omegas 3, 6, and 9, vitamins and minerals. And we also have energized the product with Grandeur technology from Austria. And this technology energizes the molecules so that we have a quickened tissue penetration. And in addition to the Grandeur, we have now incorporated silver hydrosol technology, which is sensational. It is patented, and it is nature's antibiotic, and you can use Hydramate as a sidekick for burns, bug bites, itchy scalp, anything that you could have, you can apply the Hydramate to, and you will feel a difference, a very beautiful difference. And it's gender neutral. It's for men and women.
Thank you so much for coming on the air. I'm so glad that you told everybody about the shirt and your product.
Oh, yeah. I just wanted to do a quick call to let you know that it is posted.
Thank you.
And I wanted you to know that we did get that up for tonight's show.
Wonderful.
And so that you could talk about it before you closed.
Yeah,
and so with
thank
that,
you.
Steve, I will toodle along. And I love you, and I want to wish you a beautiful Thanksgiving.
Thank you, and I'll certainly talk to you before Thanksgiving, but thank you so much for being such a dear friend.
I love you very much. You
love you
care.
Too, honey.
Bye-bye.
Bye, dear. Getting back to reality here, or unreality, that was a very nice phone call. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it, honey. What we're doing tonight is that I don't want to get off a tangent here. What we're doing is healing, and that's what I'm best at. And so if anybody else needs to call in, please don't hesitate to call in. Hi. I need to close. I want to thank everybody for blending in and talking to me and calling me. God bless you. This is the Steve Barish Healing Hour, and thank you so much. God bless you all, and I hope that you have a wonderful evening, and I'm looking forward to seeing you next week. Bye-bye.